Well, Sea Change has two meanings for us. The first is the obvious. Lake Superior is our inland sea. It's something we all share. And that sea is changing. The temperatures are warming and the water levels are changing. And there are many things happening underneath the surface. So that's one meaning. And then the second is sort of a more nuanced meaning. Sea change sort of, I would say sea change sort of symbolizes the idea that we need a sea, we need a whole revolution of our economy and our culture. And that's what we are witnessing. And that's what we want to continue to support. Well, we had very high hopes for this trip. We had a belief that people are really ready to act on this and are very concerned about climate change. And that belief was fully realized in this trip, or more than realized, I'd say. We got Houghton was probably our biggest numbers. We had 150 people at our various events. We toured our boat. A lot of what we do is have people look at our boat, and we use that as a way to show people how to live more lightly. We also had an incredible response from the institutions that we were hopefully supporting. For instance, Michigan Tech University, which their scientists are doing very relevant research on Lake Superior right now, and they came to our presentation. And they commented very highly in the presentation, which was very gratifying. I'm always a little nervous when we're talking in front of scientists. And then they invited us to our lab. And, you know, they're going to keep us updated on what they are finding that will have a huge impact on, you know, people. And they need the word to get out. And we are the ones to get the word out. So it's a really good relationship. We also had a great response from Isle Royale. We had two presentations there. We probably spoke to close to 50, 60 people on Isle Royale. And, you know, they're doing this wolf moose research project and have been doing it for 60 years. And that project is hugely affected by climate change. So we just had so much to talk about. And it just felt like a really beneficial and satisfactory process. It just really confirmed our belief that our society is ready to change and we just need to know what to do. And so our presentations actually leaned more and more as we went on this trip towards solutions. We found that people know the extent of the problem. And as soon as they know the extent of the problem, we want to move on to solutions because there are solutions. And that's what people aren't as aware of. We had to change our schedule right away. When we first started our trip, there was ice everywhere except the strip between Knife River, where we began, and Grand Marais. So we sailed to Grand Marais, and then we waited to see what was going to happen for almost a week. We ended up having to cancel our trip to Marquette and our trip to Copper Harbor, and we ended up going straight to Houghton, and then we went to the Apostle Islands and Bayfield, and then we circumnavigated Isle Royale also. So it was a fabulous trip, but it wasn't the trip we planned. So we're going to do this for the next 2 years. Also, our long-term goal is to hit every large port on Lake Superior over the 3 years. So next year, we're probably going to go farther east. We want to finally get to Marquette, where we have all these people that we know now and connections we've made. We want to get to Sault Ste. Marie. And then the third year, we're going to do the north, the Rossport and Thunder Bay. And the plan is still evolving, but that is the plan. Well, we're not there yet, but it's just incredibly satisfying to try to live our values on our boat. So we have solar panels and we have wind, a wind generator. So we get all our juice from solar and wind to do the batteries. We still have a diesel engine and we have a dream of having that be something different. That's our biggest compromise, but probably the funnest thing about our boat is that, you know, seven people are living in this space that is smaller than many people's bathrooms. And so what turned out to be a really key part of our presentation was to offer an open house where people could just come and onto our boat and we would show them all the ins and outs of it. And, you know, people are just fascinated, amazed to see that you can live in such a small space and how to do it. And it just sort of turns the consuming lifestyle on its head to really look at that. And so we found that was really fun, even though we know that we're not there yet as far as energy independence. And we also, people were so giving toward us. They they could sort of sense that they could imagine what it's like to live on a boat, and the food issues were, you know, it's hard to get food. So they would, we had so many food donations from farmers, and that was also very, just very satisfying. I just want to make sure people understand that you don't have to be overwhelmed by climate change. It is a very overwhelming problem, but there are solutions and they are out there, and millions of people are working on the solutions, and that's really the more meaningful way to live and also the funner way to live. So I encourage everyone to get involved in solutions.
WTIP's Environmental Stewardship Series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.